actually very glad to be here today to praise God with you and to share God's word with you today.
弟兄姊妹早晨，好高兴今日刘传道同埋我同大家一齐喺度做礼拜，分享上帝嘅说话。
Well, this morning I've been asked to share on Paul's second missionary journey from Acts chapter 15, verse 36 to Acts chapter 18, verse 22, and I've entitled my message, The Amazing Race of a Lifetime.
今天早上的经文是在《使徒行传》第15章36节到18章22节，我的讲题是《生命之旅》。
Okay, I'd like to begin by just asking by a show of hands, how many people here are familiar with this TV show, The Amazing Race?
我想问你有几多人睇过呢个真人show噶 Amazing Grace 呢个show噶
Amazing Grace, Amazing Race,
Amazing Grace.
Sorry, Amazing Grace. Well, good. There's a few of us here, but you know, for those of us who are unfamiliar, let me just explain what this TV show is about. Basically, in the Amazing Race, we have 12 teams of 2 people who travel around the world in 30 days. By planes, trains, cars, and boats. And the first person to cross the finish line wins $1 million.
让我跟一些可能未看过这个节目的弟兄姊妹去讲解一下，这个真人show有12队，每一队是有2个人的，他们就要展开30天的环游世界一个旅程。到最后要搭火车、飞机、船、翻山越岭，为了什么呢？出尽法宝，赢100万的奖金。
We see this game show is not just about finishing first, okay? In each country that they visit, they have to perform certain tasks, certain challenges that are unique to each country.
但走得快不一定是贏的，因為在每一個國家，這些隊伍都要完成一些任務，一些對於這些參賽者可能是一些跨文化的任務。
And what makes this whole race amazing is the fact is to see how these teams react to the challenges that they come. Because you see, they don't know the language most of the time. They don't even know the customs. And sometimes, they don't even know where they are. And there's no Google map to help them.
这个show最精彩是什么呢？最精彩、最好看的就是去看这些参赛者怎么去面对这些挑战，这些 很多时候在跨文化上的挑战，言语不通，文化差异，甚至都不知道自己在哪里，有没有一个定位的地方可以帮他找到，怎么去克服这些障碍呢？
Well, what I've observed about the successful teams that win the game are basically 3 simple principles. Firstly, they're able to adapt quickly to each situation and stay true to the challenge or the task that they're asked to do. Secondly, they learn how to communicate effectively with each other and with the people around them. See, the teams that fight a lot, they don't usually win. And lastly, they always do these things in the spirit of humility.
我开始留意到，赢的队伍通常都有以下的特质。第一，他们很专注他们的任务，善于走位。第二，他们很懂得很有效地跟他们的
Well, this morning I want to tell you about an amazing race that started about 2,000 years ago by a team Paul, who were in the amazing race of a lifetime. However, their focus was different. They were running against time, but it wasn't against a clock, but in anticipation of Christ's return. And their prize for crossing the finish line was not $1 million, but a crown in heaven.
当然，精彩的生命之旅不单止在电视上可以看到。使徒保罗在2000年前都走过这个很不同的一个路。不过保罗走的旅程有什么不同呢？就是他不是为了那100万的奖金，他是为了天国这个观念。
Now, before I go any further, I want to just give us a quick review of Paul's second missionary journey through these verses. And so we're going to go through them very quickly. In chapter 15, verse 36 to 41, Paul and Barnabas part company over the choice of their ministry partners, and then they head into different areas of the Mediterranean Sea. In chapter 16, very quickly, Paul and Silas are joined by another team member, Timothy, and then they go across. They're led by the Holy Spirit, as we read this morning in the in your verse this morning, that they were led by the Holy Spirit to cross into the leave the region of Asia Minor to cross into Europe, where they meet a woman named Lydia, who becomes the first European convert in Philippi. It's also at Philippi that they experience expelling a demon from a slave girl, and God works a miracle that frees them, and in the process, the jailer and his family are saved.
容許我將保羅第二次宣教旅程一啲嘅重點咧，同大家去分享嚇，或者去重温。嗱，你同我留意由《使徒行傳》第十五章可以睇落去啊。十五章三十六到四十一節，我哋睇到保羅同埋巴拿巴咧，因為咧馬可嘅緣故咧，佢哋要分道揚镳，去到地中海唔同嘅地方咧去服侍。但係十六章，我哋開始見到啦，有新主嘅加入啦，西拉同埋提摩太加入保羅嘅團隊。我哋熟悉嘅馬其頓異象，頭先我哋啱啱先至背完啊，讀完嘅聖經嚇，十六章六至十節啦。聖靈點樣帶領佢哋去到歐洲一個新嘅地方去宣教？結果指啦，睇到腓立比嘅女底亞成為歐洲第一個嘅信徒。嗱，當然啦，亦都唔係一帆風順嘅。我哋都見到嚇十六章十六到四十節，保羅同埋西拉因為趕鬼嘅緣故被捉拿下監。但是上帝是怎样奇妙地去拯救他们，还要用他们去叫肉卒的一家人都能够去认识主，信耶稣。
In chapter 17, what we have is that Paul and his team now continue on to the city of Thessalonica, where they are persecuted by the local Jews. And because of that persecution, they're quickly taken away under the cover of night to the town of Berea, where the people then receive the gospel. However, they're tracked down again by the Jews from Thessalonica, and Paul is moved again now to the city of Athens, where he then preaches an evangelistic sermon at Mars Hill. From that point, he travels to Corinth and is joined there again by Timothy and Silas, and joined up with a different team as well. And once again, Paul is falsely accused by the Jews there, but he then returns to Antioch via Ephesus and Caesarea.
17 and 18 章我哋睇到保罗一个人喺帖撒罗尼加嘅辛酸，被逼迫，被犹太人去逼迫。嗱，呢种嘅逼迫咧，并冇因为保罗离开咗呢个嘅比利亚而停止。嗱，虽然呢度嘅人咧，我哋睇到17章11节话甘心领受这道，但系咧犹太人持续嘅一个骚扰，令到佢咧唔再一次咧一定要又要再上路啦，又要走难啦。去到16到34节。我哋睇到保罗喺雅典 Mars Hill 呢个地方讲咗一篇福音嘅信息，去到多伦多见翻提摩太同埋呢个嘅西拉嘅出现。呢、这个时候咧，团队咧多咗一对嘅夫妇啦，就系阿居拉同埋伯基拉。我哋再一次睇到保罗点样嘅被控诉，上帝又点样去保护佢。到到十八章嘅结尾，宣教旅程嘅结束，第二次嘅宣教旅程嘅结束，经过以弗所、凯撒利亚，翻到安提柯呢个地方。
Now, this is a very quick overview, so I don't expect everyone to remember all this, but I do encourage you to go home and do read it. Now, for today, however, I would like to focus our attention on chapter 17, and particularly verses 1 through 9, and then 16 to 34. I'm going to be reading the passage in English, and so if you'd like to follow along, please do so in your Bibles.
三章嘅圣经咧，我谂咧就好难咧同大家一次过去睇晒噶啦。不过咧，我想嘅咧就系你有机会咧翻去睇翻呢个嘅旅程。今日咧，我想同大家专注嘅咧系第17章。17章咧有两段嘅经文咧，我想同大家读。我会读英文，我请大家咧，如果你有你嘅圣经，你打开可以跟住嘅系喺中文嘅圣经跟住喺度睇。
And so this is how it begins. When they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue.As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on 3 Sabbath days, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ, he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women. But the Jews were jealous, and so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace. They formed a mob, and they started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out of the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus." And when they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil, and then they made Jason and the others post bond and let them go. Moving on to verse 16. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols. And so he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happened to be there. A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with him. Some of them asked, "What is this babbler trying to say?" Others remarked, "He seems to be advocating foreign gods." And they said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and they brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we want to know what they mean." And all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walk around and look carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this description, 'To an unknown God.' Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that the men could seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like a gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. And when they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, 'We want to hear you again on this subject.' At that, Paul left the council. A few men became followers of Paul and believed. Among them were Dionysus, a member of the Areopagus, also a woman named Damaris, and a number of others." Now the backdrop to Paul's second missionary journey is that Paul, in his first missionary journey, established the legitimacy of sharing the gospel with the Gentiles. But in his second missionary journey, God used Paul to provide Christians in the first century, as well as us today, with a model for world evangelism. Because as we see in chapter 17, world evangelism is not just for the few or for the chosen, but for everyone who is a believer to get involved. For the Church of Thessalonica would later become the hub for the future sending of missionaries.
能够有第二次的宣教旅程， 是因为保罗在第一次的宣教旅程 立下了和外邦人传福音这个基石。 而保罗在第二次的旅程， 其实提供了给我们， 或者是当时的信徒一个传福音一个宣教的模式。 这个是一个普世的福音的策略。 17章很清楚告诉我们， 福音要传到普世是不可能，只是少数人的一个工作，不可以只是几个人就可以做到的，而是要你和我每一个信徒的参与，我们看到帖撒罗尼加这个教会后来怎样成为另外一个差传的一个中心。
How did Paul accomplish this? Well, first, just like the amazing race contestants, he needed to quickly to adapt to each situation. For example, in Thessalonica, he talked and acted like a Jewish person to form a connection with the Jewish people in the synagogue. Secondly, he kept true to the task, which was to share the gospel of Christ by speaking and using a language they understood. And thirdly, Paul did this without being confrontational.
保罗点可以达成呢件嘅事咧？嗱，我哋睇第一咧，就好似呢个真人苏一样咧，佢咧好快嘅去改变，以至到能够咧去适应新嘅一个环境。嗱喺帖撒罗尼加，我哋睇到佢用犹太人嘅语言同埋生活方式，去同喺会堂里边嘅犹太人去建立关系。嗱，佢冇忘记佢嘅呼召，传基督嘅福音。佢用一个本色化嘅模式去达到呢个目的。嗱，保罗亦都冇用到针对性一啲嘅沟通嘅方法。
We see this same strategy applied when Paul talks to the people of Athens, but he does it slightly in a slightly different way. Again, he quickly adapts to the city of Athens by being aware of his surroundings and using their worship of the unknown God as a connection point to share about the God of the universe. He then uses the language and the speaking style of the philosophers to discuss the nature of God and his relation to creation, affirming that God, who calls on all to reject idolatry and repent, has not only appointed a day of judgment, but has proven his intervention in human affairs by the resurrection of Jesus. And lastly, again, he shares the truth without demeaning their religion or condemning them for it.
如果我们看呢16节一路看下去的时候，我们会留意到保罗在雅典其实他用的方式、用的策略都是很类似他在帖撒罗尼加的策略。他怎样做呢？我们看到他去用未识之神这个雅典人敬拜的，但他真的不太认识这个神这种文化的据点去传讲上帝怎样是一个宇宙的神，又是一个爱他们的神。另一方面呢，我们看到保罗也用当时一些哲学大师所用的一些修辞呢，去跟当地人去讨论上帝的本质，以至到呢叫人去明白神和被造者这个关系，以至到呢盼望能够有盼望，人人呢都能够远离偶像，悔改归主。我们知道呢这个审判的日子呢是真实而且是将会临到的，唯有复活的主耶稣才是我们每个人的出路，我们每个人的盼望。
And one of the key things that in all these passages, Paul shows sensitivity to the people and the culture, and changed his approach to suit the audience. But Paul was also careful to not compromise on the core issues of the faith.
保罗虽然他用很多的心机去传讲他的信息，很清楚他不以福音为耻，但他都很小心以便去接触到一些可能是比较敏感性，可能是令到人的感受不是那么好的一些课题。
You know, as simple as Paul's approach to world evangelism was, these principles also present some challenges for us as Christians today. And you're probably asking, why am I saying that? Okay. I believe it's because, first of all, I think that most people dislike change. You know, I'm not one who likes change very much either. We like things to stay the way they are. We like to have control of what happens to us. We don't like the feeling of disorientation.
看似简单的模式呢，很多时候呢，带给今天的信徒，带给今天的教会呢，都是一个很大的挑战。为什么我会这样讲呢？因为呢，其实呢，我觉得没人会喜欢转变。不要搞那么多东西就好了，不要那么烦了。可以在自己的能力范围控制的下的东西就好了，带来稳定。太多的改变反而叫我们去迷失。
You know, if you didn't know, if you haven't paid attention lately, churches are closing every day because they failed to adapt quickly to their changing surroundings. You know, furthermore, as Christians, I think we've struggled to stay true to the task because we've bought into this idea of religious consumerism. The church is all about me. As long as my needs are met, we don't need to worry about anyone else.
有时呢，请你原谅我这样讲下，教会的结束呢，很多时候呢，和拒绝去转变，不多不少呢，都有一点点的关系。更加呢，我们又看到基督徒其实都会在传福音的事上面呢，去迷路的。特别呢，当信徒呢，他不抗拒一种我们叫做基督徒宗教消费者的心态，好像71便利店这样的一种的心态，我们就很容易呢，以我们自己的利益为出发， 无论是宗教性的或者是非宗教性的，而我们忽略了甚至忘记了教会存在的一个目的。
Also, you know, I think as people, regardless of race or ethnicity, you know, we like to be with other people like ourselves. Because, you know, it's comfortable. I know the language, I know the customs, I don't have to try anything new. But you see, if we don't cross cultures, we then start to lose our influence in our society and the world as believers. We won't be able to make the positive change in a world where hopelessness reigns, in a world where war is real, where we have problems with depleting natural resources, overpopulation, pollution, where we've created all sorts of subcultures to create identity and meaning. Now, for example, today, right outside our church doors, we have a neighborhood, a society where is defined by things like a drug culture or an alternative lifestyle culture. You know, I don't know if you knew this today, but today is actually the Commercial Drive Pride Day. And so here we are as Christians. How do we start to make an impact? How do we make inroads into these societies, into these neighborhoods, if we want to fulfill the calling that God has called us to?
人呢总是想同自己同声同气舒服的人呢一起去相处。那这个是无可厚非的。老实讲，要面对转变，适应新的环境呢，不是一些容易的事。但是如果我们不去学习用跨文化的一个生活的方式或者一个态度去作门徒，试问我们怎样可以在这个社区去做光做盐，做一个正面的见证呢？今天是一个人口膨胀，天然资源很短缺，周围都有很多污染的世界，我们怎样去作信徒？我们怎样去教会？我们怎样定位呢？教会身处一个特别在我们这个社区，我们有很多次文化下面影响的一个社区，毒品、同性恋、反建制，刚才我们想起今日在 commercial 街，我们知道会有一个同性恋一个游行。我们同这些人是擦身而过的，抑或我们学习认识他们，将福音去带给这些基督爱的人呢？批评、批判，甚至是视而不见，很多时候都是很干净利落的处理方式。弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想过我们怎样可以去爱他们？我们怎样可以去怜悯他们？
And lastly, Paul's model presents the challenge that it's easier to criticize, to ignore a situation, or be judgmental, rather than to get involved and be loving and compassionate as Jesus Christ was to us. You see, if we're as serious about world evangelism as Paul was, the reverse of these challenges are the key principles we must adopt to be effective in world evangelism, or for that matter, evangelism to our neighbors wherever we live. Because to do world evangelism, or in fact to do evangelism effectively, is to cross cultures.
如果我们学校保罗去做一个世界级的一个传道者，我们就可以将这些头先我们提到对我们来讲可能是一些很大的挑战，我们反过来成为我们福音策略一个蓝本，服侍和将爱的信息带到我们这个邻舍的身上。
But you know, we have good news. This is the encouraging part. We don't have to let these challenges stand in our way as a church body to fulfill our calling. Because you see, we are more than adequately equipped to cross cultures. You know, as example by Reverend Law and his team that went to Ghana. Because you see, as most of us here are first or second generation immigrants to Canada, we know what it is to adapt to new surroundings and to stay true to the goals when we get here. We know what it is to learn a new language and a culture in order to communicate. And we know what it is to be humble, because this is humbling to uproot from where we were born to come and to start over again.
弟兄姊妹，其实你有没有想过，我们作为第一代或者第二代的移民，我们已经有了这种的思想的模式，甚至这种的心态去面对这些的带来给我们的挑战呢？我相信我们没有忘记我们初初移民来到加拿大所面对那种文化的冲击，新的国家、新的文化，甚至是新的语言。 既然我们都能够一一的克服的话，我总相信我们都可以有充足的理念和实际的经验去面对这些挑战。我们知道怎样去排除万难，我们知道怎样去适应新的环境，我们有这个经验，我们学习语言文化的认知，这个难不到我们。连根拔起，谦虚的谦卑的再植根，对我来讲不是一个新的调子。我们看到短宣刘牧师怎样跟短宣的弟兄姊妹一起去到非洲加纳这个地方，怎样去服侍，怎样去适应，我们看到上帝怎样去祝福他们的工作。
God has given us the ability and the experience to cross cultures. And the question remains for us is, are we willing? See, Apostle Paul should say, yes, we should be willing. Because as he says in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 12, we must love our neighbors, for the day is near. As it says, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment they may be, are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time, that the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
问题就是，上帝给我们这种心态，上帝给我们这种能够去在文化上面，我们去跨去另外一个文化去学习去服侍人，我们愿不愿意呢？弟兄姊妹，保罗怎么讲？保罗说，他说可以，我们可以做到。罗马书十三章八至十二节讲得很清楚，他说我们可以去做到。
We who are Christ's disciples, those of us who call ourselves Christ's followers today, are in an amazing race right now. See, we don't know when the clock will run out, but Jesus gave us the warning buzzers in Matthew chapter 24. And so as we conclude today, I'd like to leave you with this one final thought. You know, in the Amazing Race game show, when the contestants cross the finish line, they would do so by jumping with the map of the world on it. And as I said earlier, the race that we race is not for the prize of $1 million, but for a crown in heaven. However, this crown is not a literal crown, as Paul explains in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. The crown is actually people. The crown are people that whom you have influenced or helped to come to know Jesus.
作为基督的门徒的我们，弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记有一天我们的生命之旅，我们的真人数都会结束，时候会到的。马太福音24章提醒我们，这个日子其实可能很快，我们日子真的不多，所以结束的时候让我们去思想，又容许我用生命之旅真人数这个一幕呢 去结束。这个图画呢，大家在个投影机里可以看到，就是呢一班的参赛者在结束，当他要冲线的时候呢，他们会怎么样呢？他们就会一起跳在一张印有世界地图的地毡上面。弟兄姊妹，我们的旅程最终是为了100万呢，是为了天国的冠冕呢？当然啦，我们知道我们为了天国的冠冕，这个冠冕都不是一个实际的冠冕，我们可以戴在头上面的。腓立比书四章第一节告诉我们，我们的冠冕是什么？我们的冠冕就是我们服侍的人，我们服侍的群体就是我们的冠冕。
You know, wouldn't it be exciting at the end of your race, at the end of my race, at the end of our race, that you and everyone that you've impacted or influenced for Christ, because you are willing to cross cultures or to cross boundaries, were able to hold hands and jump on the mat with you. And because that's the ultimate prize, to be in glory with God and celebrating with all your friends and family for eternity in God's presence. Is that not an amazing race of a lifetime?
弟兄姊妹，你愿意和大家一起，好像一个团队这样，我们一起的 我们去跳上这张福音天国的地图吗？你愿不愿意一起的去走这条的路，一个生命精彩的生命之旅，一个真正的真人 show？
As we end today, I'd like to end our time with a word of prayer. And I'd like to pray for us as a church. And Pastor Lawrence will not be translating this, but will you join me in prayer? Father God, we are just again so thankful that we can be in your house to give you all the praise and the glory. Father, we know that you've been with us this week, that Lord, that you are ever present in our lives in times of joy and in times of trouble. Father, today we are challenged again by your word as we look at the life of Paul and the missionary journeys that he undertook to go forth to enter this amazing race of a lifetime to be able to impact this world for you. Father, I pray today that here we are as your people, people who have placed all our trust in you, people who proclaim your Son as Lord and Savior, that Lord, that we would go forward to be in this amazing race, Father. Help us, Lord, to be able to overcome fears or traditions or whatever that holds us back from not being able to enter into the culture around us, Lord. Help us as we, when we do enter into the cultures and around us and to cross boundaries, that we would do so by adapting quickly, that we would be able to speak the language of the people, that, Lord, we would do this in a spirit of humility. Father God, we know you are a gracious God. Father, we know you are a loving God. So I pray, Father, that we would not just sit here and listen to these words, but let them come and enter into our hearts and our minds and our soul as we go forward proclaiming your name, your Son's name. Amen.